We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. A little gray here, a little bit of fog, but the rain has stopped, and that's a good thing, because we are at the Topsfield Fair, America's oldest fair. This fair started back in 1818, and if you're looking for something to do with the kids on a day like today, come down to the fair, and it runs from 10 to 10 every single day through October 12th. So plan a day to come. It's wonderful. Even if you're not going to go on the rides. Last time I went on the ride with my kids was the last time. Too much spinning for me. It took me the rest of the day to recover from it. So now I just go to the fair to see the beautiful animals and the smells, the cotton candy, the French fries, the fried dough. The sausage sandwiches. Wow. We're here. And we also have the big, giant pumpkin. Now, if you're a gardener, you know how difficult it's been to grow anything this year. And the people at the fair were a little bit nervous about the giant pumpkin contest this year. And they basically told me that if they could get a pumpkin around 1,000 pounds, they would be thrilled with the amount of rain, the cold weather, the cloudy weather. It's just not good growing weather for the big giant pumpkins like it is for everything else in your garden. They had a surprise yesterday. The pumpkin came in. The man who won was Bill Rondolas from New Hampshire. And the surprise was 1,471.6 pounds. A little bit more than last year's pumpkin. Last year's pumpkin came from Oakman, Massachusetts, and it was 1,464. But 2007, that was the big, big pumpkin, 1,689 pounds. And that one came from North Scituate, Rhode Island. So it's really a neat event. Bring the kids. Bring your camera. I'll be in the produce barn until 2 o'clock. And it's really kind of fun because, you know, you're a gardener. You know what things should look like. To look and see at all the entries that are in the fair. The tomatoes, the peppers, the cucumbers, the squashes, and then all of the novelty items that are here. It's a great time for the whole family. Come on down. Say hello. Again, I'm in the produce barn with the big giant pumpkin. And bring your questions. If you have a problem, a weed or a disease or an insect, put them in a baggie. Bring it down to the fair. And again, I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. In the meantime, if we can help you, the number to call, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You talk to Jared. He'll get you set up. We'll work together, and you'll have some great information about your garden. Now, a lot of things to do right now. We've had some good rain. Great time to visit your local nursery, pick up some mums, and get them planted in your garden. And when you select the mums from your garden center and nursery, make sure the flowers are not wide open. You want to still have some buds on there, because those mums should flower in your garden for a month. There are early, mid-season, and late. The early blooming mums are just blown right open right now. And if you go to big box stores, they're all blown open. They may last you a week or two, and then they all start to turn brown. So go to the nursery where they have different varieties at different stages, and that way they'll bloom a lot longer for you. Also, flowering cabbage and flowering kale. Yep, it's the same stuff that you can eat. Beautiful purples and greens and whites. Absolutely gorgeous. And what's nice about the flowering cabbage and the flowering kale is put in your garden and taken care of. If we have a winter that the snow doesn't come until into December, that cabbage and kale will get prettier and prettier in your yard. And when you get a frost, it intensifies the color of the cabbage and the kale. So if you want something that's going to bloom for a long, long time, and then when you get sick of looking at it, pick the leaves, use it for decorations for your Thanksgiving dinner. And if you get hungry, you can pick the cabbage and kale, chop it all up, and make some coleslaw with it. Other plants coming into bloom right now. Fall blooming pansies. That's right. There is varieties of pansies that bloom in the fall. And they're gorgeous. They look just like the spring ones. Not quite as big of a blossom. There are some absolutely beautiful varieties of fall blooming pansies. How long will they bloom? They will bloom until the ground freezes. They will bloom until they're covered with snow. And when spring comes, they'll be there and they'll wake up and they'll start to bloom in the spring for you. So there's a lot of fun things still at your local nursery. And this is the time for planting things like tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths. You have to start to think about the spring. You know, fall season is beautiful with all of the leaves, but then it starts to snow and it gets cold out. And I know, as a gardener, by the time I get to February and March, I need to see green. When I get to March and early April, if I can have flowers in bloom around the house where the house faces south, the heat catches that south side of your house, you can have some early blooming flowers there. And to tell you one thing that I do that's fun, and I get flowers in late February, early March, on the south side of my house, on the southeast corner, is my dryer vent. And because the dryer runs once a day and it faces south, I get crocuses in bloom most years in late February. There could be 2 feet of snow on the ground, but where that dryer vent and that southeast corner from the sun hitting the side of the house, the snow really doesn't build up there. So if I feel like I need a little bit of a sign that spring is coming, I'll step through the snow, go near the dry event, and there are yellow and purple crocuses. And all of us have a place like this where there's a little microclimate. But normally, the south side of the house, and you think back now, when it snows, how quick the snow melts right there because the sun is there all day. That's where you want to put things like grape hyacinths and scilla and your early flowering bulbs. It's easy, it's fun, and it will help to bring sanity to you after being locked in the house all winter long. So it's a busy time. The lawn's got to be fertilized, and the fall is the most important time of the year for fertilizing the lawn. The most important time. When you feed your grass at this time of the year, 75% of the food that you apply to the grass is picked up by the roots. It's stored in the roots, in the stems, and in the blades of grass to help it get through the winter. When you apply the fertilizer in the spring, the reverse is. 75% of the food is used to make the grass grow. The rest is stored. So if you can have your plant go into the winter, kind of a hibernation state with a belly full of food, it's going to survive a lot better and get started a lot sooner with that nice green color. So if we can help you, 800-259-9231 or at 10 o'clock, come on by and see us at the Topsfield Fair, Route 1 in Topsfield, Massachusetts.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at the Topsfield Fair in Topsfield, Massachusetts, and in the produce barn, and we have a whole bunch of surprises for you today. Around 6:30, 7 o'clock, we are going to have a beekeeper come in and tell us everything you wanted to know about bees, how they live, what they do, and we'll talk a little bit about all of the problem that the bees have been having in the last few years. They're finding out that it's a combination of different things. Well, originally, when the bee population was collapsing, they thought that it was chemicals. Well, they found now that it is not chemicals that we have been using in our environment. They found out that it's actually a disease that came into the hive because they were being bred too close. And we'll talk a lot about that also. But the Topsfield Fair is wonderful. It's a great place for the whole family. We are in the produce department, and across from me is a tent with all types of animals that you can bring the kids, and the kids can pet the animals and so forth. They have a lot of predator things like hawks and eagles and falcons. And right across from me now is a beautiful Clydesdale. Beautiful white, gorgeous white legs, great massive body, just walking around. So it's a fun place. There's a lot to do. There's events going on every day. For example, there is a grandstand show that's free to the public, and all kinds of things going in there. Today is the 4th. Today's 4th. Angel Wagner and Grumpo Fantasia. Heidi Newfield is tomorrow. Shanna Stack and the Fast Line, Shadaisy, October 7th. October 8th is the North Sea Gas. The 9th is Susan Tedeschi. The 10th, the 11th, and the 12th are the Flying Valdinas. Valendas. So, and that's something, I mean, it's free. So you come in, you can see the show, sit in the grandstands, and, for example, the trapeze people, on the 10th and the 11th is a show at 2 o'clock and at 7 p.m., and on the 12th it's 2 o'clock and 6 p.m., and there's activities different going every day. Beautiful chickens. I mean, there are chickens of every color and every size that you can imagine. Sheep, and if you come on most of the days, you can watch them shear the sheep, and there will be people that will take the yarn, take the wool right from the sheep, make it into yarn, and turn it into fabric right in front of you. The kids can milk a cow. I mean, it's just a wonderful place for the whole family. So come, enjoy. The weather's going to get better. And today, it's clearing up. It's cool, which is really good. Because I know sometimes you go to the fair and it's 100 degrees and you can't breathe. A day like today is going to be in the high 60s, low 70s. With just a few clouds here and there. Going to be nice and cool, a great day for the whole family. So come on by and say hello and see the big pumpkin. If you didn't hear, the new pumpkin for this year, 1,471.6 pounds. If you've got a Volkswagen Beetle, it looks like the Volkswagen Beetle. And you could probably get four people inside of it. I mean, it is that large. It's something that you have to see. There's something for everybody. If you bring the kids down, you could go to the B building, and you can actually make a candle out of the wax that the bees make. And that's a lot of fun. If we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
To get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up. Which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over were smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We're broadcasting live from the Topsfield Fair, Topsfield, Massachusetts, Route 1. And it's the home of the Giant Pumpkin Contest for the New England area. And the pumpkin to beat is 1,471.6 pounds this year. That's the winner for the New England Pumpkin Way Off. And it's a beauty, so you got to come and see it. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Sorry about that. First up this morning, we have Deborah on the line who's calling about an arborvitae.
Deborah, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to ask actually two questions if you have time. The first one is about a very large arborvitae that somebody butchered about 2 months ago. They cut off about a third of the top of it, and it just looks like just squared off horrible-looking shrub, tall shrub. And I wondered if there was something special I could treat it with this fall, so when the green in the spring comes, it would look really pretty.
Okay, and what was your second question?
My second question is that I have a dog that tends to urinate in the same spot all the time, and of course the lawn looks all dead. And I wondered if there was something I could do about that.
Okay. Well, luckily he's only going in the same spot. Because I have dogs, and they don't go to the same spot all the time. And I do have some little dead spots here and there. There used to be a product that you could spray on your lawn that would clean it up, and it would neutralize the urine so that you didn't get this burning effect. But probably the best thing for you to do is to use either a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest, and apply it to the area where the dog is using for the bathroom. Now, to try and neutralize the odor, some of the things that work very, very well is just regular baking soda. If you add a couple of tablespoons to a gallon of warm water and just pour it on the ground, that will help to take that smell away. But what's going to happen is if the dog is in an enclosed yard, then he's going to choose another spot. So you may be better off to have him stay at that one area rather than have spots all over the yard. And you're having your yard look like it's almost polka dot with 6 to 12-inch areas where the grass is dead. But try a little bit of fertilizer to bring back the grass. You may need to scratch up the ground, put a little bit of grass seed. But again, if you're putting in grass seed and the dog urinates in the same place, the urine is hot. It has a lot of nitrogen in it, and it's going to kill the grass itself. Now, on your arborvitae, there's no magic pill that you can put on it now. The arborvitae is not going to make any new growth until next spring. So from now until the spring, you're basically going to have to live with it. But if you want to, take some head shears and try and round off the squareness where they chopped off the top of the arborvitae so it's not quite square. Just to take the edges down. Feeding it in the spring with something like Hollytone, and if you want to give it some energy now, but you're not going to get any new growth until April, May. But definitely in the spring, you use 1 pound of Hollytone fertilizer per inch diameter of the trunk of the tree. So some arborvitaes are multi-stems, where they have 2 and 3 stems come out of the ground to make that one arborvitae plant. What you would have to do is, if one stem, the diameter is 1 inch, the other stem is 2, and the third one is 3, that gives you a total of 6 inches of diameter, then you would need about 6 pounds, maybe a little bit more, of Hollytone plant food. And that's for anything that stays green during the winter. Take a crowbar, make a series of holes about 3 feet from the main stem coming out of the ground, and divide it in a series of holes, and that should help a great deal to encourage the new growth. But you have to say to yourself, you've taken all of the tender branches and the soft growth out, so you're going to have to wait. And it's going to take about 3 years, but it will come back. You'll have a lot of new growth this year, like little feathers coming out of that hard wood. Next year, you'll have even more, and the third year, it will basically hide that flatness. So it's going to take time, and if you can feed it spring and fall, depending, again, 1 pound per inch diameter of the trunk, and that plant will rejuvenate and refoliate where it was butchered by a person. We're not going to call him a landscaper. Now, if we can help you, 859-9231. We did have a caller that was leaving to go to work and had to get in the car, and he wants to know what's happening with the tomato blight. So we will repeat that information. Now, about 2 weeks ago, we had a professor from the University of Maine in Presque Isle, and that is the big potato belt in New England. More potatoes are grown in Presque Isle than any place in New England. And what he said is this. The disease that caused the blight will survive the winter on live tissue. So if you grew potatoes, it is really, really important that when you dig your potatoes, if there are little pieces of potatoes the size of a marble, and when I grow my potatoes and I'm digging, you're going to, most people, they see the little potatoes, they just leave them there. You've got to pick them up. Because if you leave the potatoes that are the size of a marble or a golf ball in there, that's living tissue. And that potato plant had the fungus. If you leave them in the ground and they germinate next year, they're full of spores that's going to infect your potato crop and your tomatoes. Very, very important. Now, tomatoes. If tomatoes came off your plant and they fell on the ground, you need to rake around the tomato plants and get all of the seeds if possible. The seed is the living part of your tomato plant, and that seed is infected with the virus. Rake the garden clean, take a flat shovel, scoop it out. Do not put it in the compost pile. If you take the foliage of diseased tomatoes and potatoes, put it in your compost pile, and it doesn't generate enough heat, and it just rots, and there are seeds in there, you're going to spread the virus. And the other thing that he said, if you're growing potatoes, do not put them in the same area. If you put them in a different area, when your potatoes sprout, you've got healthy tissue. If you put them in the same area and you've missed some of the potatoes and they germinate, they're going to be mixed in with the healthy plants, and the diseased plants that survive the winter are going to infect your new crop. So put them in a different area, and if you see that potatoes germinate and begin to grow, dig them up and get them out of there. Do not put it in the compost. Potatoes and tomatoes should be bagged, big trash bags, sent out with the trash, or dig a hole and bury them. Now, there are products coming out in the spring that you can put in the ground around the root system of your plant that will help to fight this disease, and they're all natural. They are a streptomyces. And it's going to be available at your local garden center in the spring. So step one, clean the garden, get rid of all of the foliage, the fruit. And if you harvested potatoes because of this fungus, they're not going to keep well during the winter. And what he was telling us was that the potatoes that are got the disease are still good. They're still perfectly good for you to eat, but they're not going to keep. A normal potato that goes through the cycle of a normal growing season can keep in your cellar all winter because it was hit with the fungus. It will keep between 2 and 3 months. So eat them. That way they won't get soft and they won't fall apart on you. And what we've been told is any of the farmers that had potatoes that were infected, what they did is they were harvested, washed, and cut into French fries and frozen. That way, there's no way that the potatoes could go bad because they cannot be stored because of the fungus. They lost some of the ability to stay dormant in your basement until you're ready to eat them. So there's a lot of positive things happening. They know where the fungus came from, And he was saying that if you had an infection in your garden, with the amount of rain we had this year, the fungus was able to move in the air with a storm. Now, you just remember how much rain we had during May, June, and July. 23 inches of rain for the Northeast. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and all of New England, we had 23 inches of rain. When one storm came up the coast, it picked up the disease spores in the garden and moved it 60 miles in one day. 60 miles in one day. The disease came from the box stores. I'm not going to tell you who, but it's all of them. One company had infected soil, infected plants, and it was sold at your local box stores. And now you see why I tell you to go buy your plants at your local garden center. The box stores were responsible for millions of plants that were infected. They had no idea their grower was infected, and they were caught by various state agencies that test plants from every garden, every grower. And they found the fungus in this major grower for the box stores. Next year, shop local. Shop at your local garden center. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Fred on the line who's got a question about lawns.
Fred, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I've been listening.
Morning.
Been listening to you faithfully for about 8 months now.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. The problem I have is I'm cleaning up an old field, and I'm wanting to put in a baseball field, soccer field for my little brothers.
Yeah.
The grass is real tall right now. Should I cut it now, or should I wait till springtime so that the seed's in so I got a real nice soft for my little brother?
Okay. Fred, why don't you sit back, relax, we'll get a couple of commercials, and I'll tell you what to do step by step, and it's really, really easy. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Good morning. We're talking about making a feel into a soccer field for the kids. And Fred, this is what I want you to do. This is a good time to put down some grass to make the grass soft. Because right now you've got wild type of grasses that are fairly stiff. And, you know, when you walk on it, you can feel the stiffness of the grass. So what I want you to do is to mow the grass down as much as you can. You may have to mow it two or three times. So mow it to a normal level that you would your front lawn. Rake it up, clean it all up, and then I want you to lower the blade. If you can do it in one application, that's great. It all depends on how tall it is right now. But if it's a feel, then try and mow it to a normal length, rake up all of the plant debris, put in your compost pile, and then scalp the grass. Lower the blade as low as it can go on your mower and run it through the area, basically scalping everything that's there. Then what I want you to do is go to a place where they rent power equipment, and you're going to rent a machine called a seed slicer. You should be able to rent it for around $35, $40 per day. And it looks like a lawnmower. except that it's many, many blades that spin vertically instead of horizontally. And as it moves through your area, you fill it with grass seed. And the grass seed will be dropped into the grooves that you make with your seed slicer. That will bring in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, nice young grass that's going to be soft. And in time, those soft grasses will choke out the really coarse fescues that are there now and give you a much more comfortable surface area and an area that you can mow that will look nice and green and the kids can have a great time. So scalp it, seed slicer, and then just a general purpose fertilizer, like a fall fertilizer right now. Fall fertilizer will help the seed to germinate faster too. And the type of grass seed, hopefully it's sun. You want to get a type of grass seed that has a lot of tall fescue. Tall fescue is a blend of grass seed that produces a root system 3 feet deep, requires half as much fertilizer and at least half as much water. And go to your local nursery. The one that I've had great results is called Black Beauty. It's made by Jonathan Green, and it's wonderful. Bluegrass is good. Bluegrass only grows 6 inches deep into the ground. When you get into July and August, the grass dries out and it goes dormant. So use a tall fescue, fine textured grass, soft, nice and green, and it will choke out those wild grasses and your family will have a lot more fun. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Jean on the line who's got a question about her geraniums.
Jean, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, and I have listened to you faithfully. I just can't wait for Sunday morning, 6 o'clock. But I did have a question on geraniums, and I thought of a couple of others, but I would like to winter over. I have two beautiful hanging ones and another one in a huge pot. I was wondering, how can I winter those over?
It's very, very simple. Cut them back.
All the way?
No, cut them back. I mean, right now, they must be pretty big.
They're big.
But if you can cut them back by, let's say, a third to 50% and hang them in front of a south-facing window, they will grow. They'll have sporadic flowers. And next spring, you'll have a nice, big, full plant. And if you want, buy a little package of rooting powder. And those cuttings that you take when you're cutting it back, all those tips, dip them in a rooting powder and start them in another pot, and you can have some brand new plants from that new growth.